This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
I'm Samita Chakraborty, author of Arrow and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of May. I hope you enjoyed today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Jose Hernandez Diaz, reading Almost Buried. When my twin brother tells me stories about hanging out with his cholo gangster friends from high school, part of me doesn't want to hear it. It's not that I'm afraid. I'm afraid to admit that I'm afraid, and I play along. He doesn't tell me to show off, that's for sure. He's not necessarily trying to scare me. I think he's just remembering his time with his friends, the few that he had. They all came from broken homes. Their parents were drug addicts. Lived in low-rent apartments, like us. None of his friends ever brought their drama to our home. Didn't say bad words in front of my parents. They were boys hiding behind baggy shirts and pants, because the world didn't think much of them to ever give them a chance. I guess the reason I don't like to hear his stories, even though it's good for him to remember and release, is because I'm afraid to know he was ever so vulnerable, almost locked up, almost thrown away, almost buried forever. About this poem. I wrote this poem during my morning writing routine, like at 5 in the morning with coffee. The previous day, my twin had told me stories of his youth growing up in the gang cultures of Southern California. Instead of telling him I felt uncomfortable talking about dangerous things like gangs and drugs, I pretend to laugh it off as no big deal, but really it makes me wonder how close he was to serious trouble.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.